Next question is Shirley Johnson, Shirley Johnson, 7343. As you've seen today, 6/1/11 a.m. for face-to-face evaluation. This is an 80-year-old woman who lives alone. She used to be a secretary. She suffers from Alzheimer's dementia. She's divorced. She has two children. She does smoke when she can sneak one, in quotation. Patient has a caretaker that stays with her 24/7 because of her history of dementia, period. Her Alzheimer's dementia and Alzheimer's disease has left her with protein, calorie, malnutrition, decreased weight, decreased appetite, ADL dependency, and bowel and bladder incontinency, period. The caretaker tells me that she also has a history of CVA, hypertension, and gastroesophageal reflux with history of colostomy, period. Patient also has hypertension, which is taking Norvasc for. Her blood pressure is controlled. She's continued with her Aricept. At one time, they tried to discontinue the Aricept because of advanced Alzheimer's dementia, but for some reason, patient declined and subsequently has been placed back on Aricept, period. In the paragraph, she also has Lasix because of volume overload, and her blood sugar is not an issue any longer because of this profound weight loss, period. She's no longer driving. She ADL dependent, again, with the help of provider, period. Appetite's down, has protein, calorie, malnutrition, and continues to decline. Patient's O2-SAT is 96% today on room air with a heart rate of 119. Overall prognosis continues to remain poor for this 80-year-old woman with end-stage dementia. Thank you.